Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, August the 16th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for December corn down a half cent, 572 and a half. September wheat up 4 1/4 cents at 766 and a half. And November beans up 8 1/4 cents at 1373 and a quarter. For the eighth day in a row, we had some bean sales here, 132,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. Most likely China, but it could be Vietnam, it could be South Korea, we just don't know. The DTN digital estimate on the crops comes in at 176.6 on corn, that's 2 bushels above the USDA, and 51.5, that's 1.5 bushels above the USDA on the beans. Really didn't have much impact, I don't think, here overnight. We've got the crop tour starting this week. We have crop progress tonight. I would estimate wild gas beans and corns improve. Both of them improve a net of 1 to 2 percentage points. We'll get export inspections at 10 o'clock. I would think they'd be okay on the corn and wheat, maybe a little bit light on the beans yet. But that should start to pick up now that the Chinese have been back in the market. Overall, the weather looks pretty good. The next 6 to 10 days looks like moderate temperatures. Fair amount of rain, including Iowa, the Dakotas, Minnesota, Indiana. So a lot of spots that may be missing out here look to get rains. Now, if these rains are robust, the market's going to move significantly higher, in my opinion. If we do get the rains, it's going to be awful hard for the bulls to make a case that the drought market has devastated these crops. So, you know, from what I see out here, we're in pretty darn good shape. But again, we've got to get through the month of August. We've got another 2 weeks. But if we don't see heat and if we don't see, you know, completely dry weather, I think the market's going to be on the defensive out here. So that's really about all I see. I think I mentioned the crude oil is down $1.91 a barrel. That could weigh on the bean oil out here. The dollar is basically steady. So, you know, I think the lower crude oil prices could dampen the bean oil prices here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.